Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Our scripture today, Psalm 126, verse 6. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. The word for today is about a ministry of tears. Now, if you cry easily, it could be that God has given you a ministry of tears. Now, what's that? American author Liz Curtis Higgs explains. She says, "I cry easily and often. Happy tears, sad tears, over-the-top tears, Hallmark commercial tears, you name it. I cry at church when I hear a wondrous truth spoken or a glorious song lifted in praise, when I see a new believer step forward or an old saint read the scriptures. I'm so overwhelmed with God's presence that tears flow down my cheeks. While I've made peace with it, many women are ashamed of their tearfulness." She goes on to tell a story of a dear woman in Missouri who thought her tears were a stumbling block to serving God. She explained, "I want to help hurting people, but the minute I hear their stories, I start weeping." I gave her a big hug and said, "You have a ministry of tears. The Bible says to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn, and to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." She says, "Your tears don't hurt, they help. God can use anything we surrender to Him, laughter and tears, joy and sorrows, victories and mistakes, strengths and weaknesses. We minister to others best when we offer our true selves, as is, not waiting until we've cleaned up our act or dried up our tears, but right now, leaks and all." Revelation 21 verse 4 tells us that one day God shall wipe away all tears. But until then, our tears are so precious to Him that like fine wine and priceless perfume, He preserves them in a bottle. A ministry of tears. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.